Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. On today's menu, we are joined by the beautiful ladies from Two Teen Tours, and in this episode, we will give you a hopefully helpful guide to attending concerts at the infamous Philippine Arena. But before anything else, you guys know the drill. To get our latest updates and episodes, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Spill the Soju Podcast and on Twitter at STSPodPH. You can send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com, send us a voice message on Anchor, or join our Telegram community if you have any inquiries, concerns, or simply want to chat. Spotify also has this new Q&A feature where you can ask us any questions that you may have after listening to this episode, so feel free to try that out. So like I said, and kita naman sa title ng episode natin for today, we will be talking about concerts, but not just any concerts. Concerts specifically held at the Philippine Arena. And to help us out, we have the awesome Exacor of Two Teen Tours to provide us with their expertise. Ah, naks, gusto niya yan! Exacor.
I've never been an expert in anything.
Yeah! Yeah, so I have here Ate Miel, Ate Mara, and Riri helping us.
Hello.
What's up?
Pew, pew, pew. And so, game. I'm gonna give the floor to them. Floor talaga! I'm gonna give the mic to you guys to introduce you guys, your socials, as well as Two Teen Tour socials.
Alphabetical order time.
So, by last name ba?
Last name, yeah.
Class number one. By age, by height. Okay, so Miel is the shortest. Hi, my name is Miel. I'm the managing director of Two Teen Tours and Tridem Collective. Very happy to be here. Been a fan since forever. Second gen K-pop stan represent. And we can't wait to share our experience with you guys. You can follow Two Teen Tours. It's just Two Teen Tours on all social media all across the board. 10s.
Yes. TTT.
10s across the board. Hi, everybody. So I am Mara. I'm one of the executive producers of Two Teen Tours, mostly in charge of production, logistics, anything prod management related. Yeah, so that's me. If you have been a frequent, you know, if you have been on a Two Teen Tours trip before, you might have seen me in the mothership. Yeah, so I'm a big music enthusiast. I love a lot of genres. I'm a big concert goer also, and yeah, that is also why I am here. And
yes,
kame ayon.
Next. Kame.
Producers too of Two Teen Tours. I mainly handle all things administrative, from your ticketing of your shuttle seats, as well as the finance and human resource side of Two Teen Tours and Tridem Collective. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Happy to serve.
Diba? Tapos instead of ano, dapat instead of pew-pew-pew-pew, dapat chi-chi-chi-chi. Branding.
Pero yon. So yes, now that we've met them. So all their socials as well as Two Teen Tour socials will be at the description box of this episode. So make sure you check that out. So now we are going to go ahead and dive into the episode. What exactly muna nga ba ang Two Teen Tours? Our audience might be like, huh? Why are they even here? Char. And why is the hashtag no fans left behind? So, what's the cause? Like, ano yung background ng Two Teen Tours? What drew you guys to start Two Teen Tours? And like, so on. What are the projects that you guys have done already? Currently doing? And your future projects for Two Teen Tours?
So, the story of Two Teen Tours, it started in Be The Sun, 17's concert in December 2022.
Hence, Two Teen.
Hence, Two Teen, 18-19, Two Teen.
Two Teen.
We just came up with Two Teen Tours as a joke. Our logo nga was DK when he touched the Udon pills. So we're very madog show. So we just did this for fun, actually. This was me and Mara's way of giving back to the community because being a carrot gave us so much during the pandemic. So we felt bad for all these fans that said that they didn't know how to get to the Philippine Arena. And Mara and I were like, you know what? We're both broad. Let's figure this out. So we figured it out. And we didn't know Riri yet at that time, but she was also figuring it out also because she also provided shuttles for Riri's delivery service. So
I'm
we
cute
both...
talaga, Riri's delivery service.
It's so cute, parang Kiki's delivery service.
Exactly.
And then...
From there, PBH. Doon talaga siya galing sa PBH.
Yeah.
I just finished watching the movie. And then you'll be the fan. Saka ng pangalan mo kung NME lang dyan. So... Sabi ko, parang cute yung Riri's delivery since everybody's been calling you Riri. So,
thank you.
It came from I was still separate from 2 team tours. I was doing my own, but I was only accommodating Laguna at that time. Basically, ayoko lang pag-commute sabi ko, hanap tayo ng kasama sa bus. And then, I opened up a form on Twitter hoping na makapuno ako ng isang bus. And then, lo and behold, the following morning when I woke up, I already had failed 4 buses.
Wow.
And then next thing we knew after that, by February nag-register na kami sa DTI. We were like, you know, let's do something with this. Baka we can help more fans because the Philippine Arena concerts were just one after the other already.
Yep.
And we noticed kasi a lot of logistical problems with the venue. Like the parking is soil based, so when it rains, the vehicles kind of sink. But I don't think it was like done on purpose or anything. I think it was because they made it before the pandemic and then the pandemic hit, hindi siya ganun na develop. Like a lot of people were not using it as often. Although I did go there nung Katy Perry Prismatic Tour. Na-enjoy ko yan and I was really amazed at the venue. It's really beautiful kasi when you go inside
and
then nagsistart tayo yung concert.
Huge.
Sindig balahibo. And it's an experience talaga. That's the reason why the three of us don't want to give up on promoting how to get to the Philippine Arena. Because you can enjoy it. You just have to manage your expectation. Because everyone is so used to everything being walking distance from each other.
Yeah.
And Metro Manila is very congested. So if we are able to develop the Philippine Arena as a good venue and make it easy for people to go there, that might encourage residential units to go up. It might encourage commercial units to go up. We really believe in the whole concept of entertainment tourism. So we said, you know what? This is a whole industry. Maybe we can help out. I mean, this might be our way of being like the Taylor Swift or the Beyonce of saving the Philippine economy through entertainment tourism because we provided some shuttles.
As a tourism graduate.
Yeah, right.
So yun.
And
then
dami namin potential.
I know.
And like ang laki kasi ng we know how K-pop communities are like, 'di ba? And because Miel and I advocate that community na parang what comes out at least or what stems out of these communities, parang yeah, let's bring it, you know, let's bring it to a grander scale. I mean, we have that opportunity anyway, so we grabbed it and we started out. 2 Teen Tours was just me, Miel, and another partner of ours. Then, tapos ano lang, like it just started growing and growing because we would have people like yung mga passengers, some of them stepping up early on, helping us out. That has been, you know, deeply ingrained in our culture also in 2 Teen Tours, and we were like, you know, let's continue this. And then Riri, you know, came on board, shared the same values, you know, goals, etc. And yeah,
I love that. And what are the projects that you guys like, kahit run through lang na mga projects aside from Be the Sun, of course, projects that you guys have worked on and currently working on and yung mga plans nyo sa future. Basically, lahat ng mga shows after Be the Sun. Like, Be the Sun, diba? Like,
yeah. Except for, ano, we didn't get to do Harry Styles. Kasi that was a week before... before Born to Be. Which was...
Yes.
Ay, Born to Be. Tama ba? Yeah.
Born Pink.
Ay, Born Pink.
You're mixing 3 tours together. Like...
But yeah, and that was 2 days. And because it was our first tour post... post bets. Tapos the team was still quite lean. You're like, okay, let's manage first the workload. And iba rin kasi yung community ng Western artists. Iba yung galawan of the community. So we kind of just, you know, did the research, observed how it was like during the Harry Styles tour while also focusing on the preps for the Blackpink concert. Yeah.
Actually, we were a little hesitant about the Harry Styles. We wanted to help people out, but we noticed kasi that the reason why Born Pink and Be The Sun were a success was because we already had our finger on the pulse of the community. Then we realized Harry Styles was a completely different community. And apparently, a lot of the concert goers, when we surveyed, a lot of them didn't even know there were shuttle services available for the Philippine arena. So we were like, okay, it was too soon. We would have been operating at the deficit, which wouldn't have been helpful to our growth. But at least, you know, now we were able to expand into non-K-pop territory with that Bruno Mars.
It does make sense. Tsaka kasi yun nga, you guys kept talking about it before then, yung demographic. You guys have to, there's like a lot of research put into it talaga before, ano.
Okay, there's a lot of logistics. Basically, the entire thing that we do is logistics driven, right? So we need to be very careful about, you know, understanding who we are accommodating. So at the moment in running, we did Be The Sun for 17, Born Pink for Blackpink. We did Bruno Mars at the moment. We just finished TXT.
I was there.
It's a team.
I was teaching the team.
We'll be following up with Twice on September 30th and October 1st. And then we also have Coldplay lined up for the Music of the Spheres tour on January.
And then do we have AAA in mind as well?
Our fingers are just crossed.
Yeah.
We're as surprised as you are.
Yeah. Sobrang, but we've talked about it.
Yeah. To our listeners, to our conbes, by the way, we are recording this the day after the news came out that AAA will be happening at the Philippine Arena on December 12. So, kailan ba Coldplay?
January 19 and 20.
Oh, so mas maaga pa pala if ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's December 14, and we don't even know kung single day event
several fandoms pa.
Exactly.
So it's, marketing-wise, it's a different challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and you have musicians and the actors pa.
Exactly.
Well, if tuloy, the actors also. So, anyways, a yarn.
Anyway, so yeah, so that is Two Teen Tours, guys. That's a really great way to introduce them. So yun talaga yung ginagawa nila. And me personally, I have experienced firsthand. Actually, hindi nga firsthand, para ano eh, biglang crash course to ano eh, yung pagiging staff ko, very ano lang, joke time lang. Anyway,
but you helped a lot.
Yeah,
you did.
I'm always happy to help. Alam, sabi nga nila kanina ni happy to serve. Sabi nga ni Ate Mar, Ate Miel, and Riri kanina na like may ingrained na sa kanila yung parang pag-prod, yung pag-help out sa tao. And ako din, like yun nga, I kept telling them on nung TXT day na parang I can't just sit down sa mothership without helping kasi parang kikita ko kayo nagpapakahirap, nagpapawis-pawis. So, lang gagawin. But yeah. So anyway, so yon. Now we are gonna go and test the expertise of our hosts.
Nag-quiz pala to eh.
My God.
De joke lang. Pero eto na talaga yung guide to Philippine Arena. So like we said, and you guys have probably also heard na like horror stories, and you guys are very hesitant, you know, to go to Philippine Arena, lalo na kung first time. But this episode, we're gonna try to ease your thoughts, ease your anxiety sa pagpunta sa Philippine Arena, and to let you know that there are people and fellow fans that are willing to help you, you know, to make your experience as not traumatic as possible.
My God.
Less traumatic as possible kasi all of us, all four of us were
trauma
there.
Trauma bonding.
No, be the sun. Like, all of us. I think this is like very, pertinent din sa Carrots na after be the sun, parang, ayoko na.
More flashbacks?
But, Eto, so eto na tayo. We're gonna try to answer as much questions as we want, as we have from the experiences ng ating mga core ExeCore members. So, eto unang question. What is, do you think, is the best time to go to the Philippine Arena when there is a concert? Say, okay, soundcheck ka man or hindi ka soundcheck, ganun.
I mean, it's always best to go during the day, no? Kasi most of the concerts are held on weekends. And given that, you know, it's a long NLEX, ganyan, and we know how weekends are like, and, you know, I often pass dun sa Bulacan area going to work. So nakikita na, observe, like, how it's like. If you notice, like, our schedules, the earliest time that we leave is 7, and then the latest would be like 11 or 12, depending on how near you are. Usually, our QC shuttles, the ones closer to the expressway, they leave mga 12. But and we've noticed that na usually, like, when you leave in the morning, basta anytime before lunchtime, your travel time is usually an hour and a half. 2 is already like
before 10 or 9 or 10.
Two hours is already like the maximum. And that's from ano, yung mga galing na ng south. And then pagdating ng after lunch, parang nagiging an hour and a half to 2 yung minimum. So if your sound check, ganyan, or you know, if you, syempre, it's such a big place kasi, and if you're a first timer, you have to navigate it. You really have to consciously navigate the area. It would be nice if you also give yourself time to settle down, diba? Para, you know, you're not stressed. Mm-hmm. Like, syempre, mahaba yung biyahe. And then when you get there, you want to make sure na, okay, where are the lines? Ganyan.
Yes.
Ayun, like, motto in life, better early than...
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
Totoo yan.
For South Luzon, because I'm mainly handling the operations for South Luzon, and it's quite different there, because yung traffic sa South Luzon extreme siya. So let's say, for example, umalis ka ng, the earliest dispatch that we usually have is 5 a.m. Yun ay call time usually. So earliest would be 6 a.m. na alis don, because sometimes you leave at 6 a.m. you arrive there at 7. You leave at around 8 a.m., hindi mo na alam kung anong oras ka darating doon. Sobrang extremes ng traffic, it's really unpredictable. So yeah, in every situation, regardless kung anong oras man, anong petsa man yung concert, kaganapin, it's always better to, you know, leave there early and then spend your time waiting there, hanging out with, you know, fellow fans than...
Yes.
And, you know, compromise yung time that you can spend actually.
Ayaw mong taranta, you know, na para, oh my God, parang just you make, like, set yourself up for success, technically, diba? At saka, parang, yun nga, so that leads me to my next question, na, do you guys recommend, would you recommend renting out an Airbnb or accommodation near the area? I guess, gets natin yung lilipad from another, ano, pero tayong, kunwari ako, nung Be The Sun, since we really didn't know what was ano, me and my friends, we rented out an Airbnb na sa may, I think, Malolos. And ooh, 20 minutes, yan, yeah, malayo. Pero 20, eh, kasi ang mamahal nung malalapit eh. And ako kasi as a South Luzon girly, kaya I kept nodding when Riri was explaining. Kasi taga Rizal ako, so I understand like the traffic here talaga. Like kailangan talaga meron kang allowance dun sa call time mo, and then may allowance ka din bago umalis yung bus. So parang kami, nung friends ko, we decided to rent out an Airbnb. But I realized then na after my experience with 2 teen tours na parang it might be, actually parang pareho lang. Parang if you rent out an Airbnb and you uwian ka. So kayo, what do you guys recommend?
Based on our experience, what I would recommend, at least from my side, is not to rent out. You have to weigh the pros and cons. Like, syempre, kung afford mo, okay lang. If willing ka to make sure that you have all of your supplies with you because you're not familiar with the area, hindi din malapit-lapit yung mga... yung hospital, yung convenience store, they're not all near each other. I even spoke to, when we did Be The Sun, we were actually so anxious about the logistics because we've never been there during the day. I went there during prismatic. I don't know what it looks like. You know, I just think it's barren land because I have not familiarized myself. I actually spoke to my friend whose family is like the LGU of the Bulacan area. And we started asking questions. And they personally did not have any recommendations that were not motels or yung mga two-star hotels that, you know, yung parang you rent by the hour or something like that. As much as possible, what I recommend is just being there early. Make a day trip out of it. Because if you have... Let's say, for example, you got a cheap Airbnb and it's beside all these commodities. If you don't have a car, you're going to have a hard time. If you don't understand the way they commute within Bulacan, Bulacan is huge.
Yes.
Okay, it's on either side. It covers both sides of NLEX. It's very confusing. We mentioned one place in Bulacan. Apparently, it's like an hour from another part of Bulacan. That's how big Bulacan is. Mm-hmm. So, also, there's no Grab ang kas in that area. Perhaps there kasi is, but you know, it's not gonna be, it's not gonna have that much volume to choose from. You might not book at all.
Yeah, especially pa uwi.
Especially,
finish pretty late. Yeah.
And sabay-sabay kayong...
Sabay-sabay lumalabas, the signal gets jammed. So, because everyone's trying to book. So, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And because there aren't many commercial establishments na malalaki in that area, at night, it looks completely different. Like, you can't recognize, oh, wait, that's the mall. Because, you know, at night, it still looks the same. It's a, it's a very visible structure. It's just lit at night. At night, when you leave, like, when you enter the concert, it's daytime. When you get out of the concert, it's nighttime. You can't even find the iglesia, which is the white church, which is, like, a very prominent landmark. You'll get disoriented. Like, it looks all the same. Mm-hmm. So, it's a little intimidating if you don't know the place, but that I think that's the reason why we're sticking it out with the service that we have, because the longer we are in the with the service, the more we can assure people na it's not as scary as it looks. We've been there, we know the place, we know where all the, we know how to handle emergencies in those areas, and we have rescue vehicles nearby in case something breaks down. But in terms of accommodation, we can't really speak for that. I think my best advice would be get accommodation in Metro Manila near our terminals or near EDSA Carousel MRT, you know, so that's the best option. So that's the reason why Mall of Asia, I think, is our biggest terminal. It's because they have so many residences that are Airbnb.
Yeah.
Ang daming mga apartment.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think everyone knows naman and everyone recognizes the fact na wala talaga mga accessible. It's so hard. Like, the actual venue itself is very... inaccessible, unlike Araneta, unlike MOA, unlike all the other venues that we have for concerts. But like we said, lumalaki na rin kasi talaga yung fandoms ng mga K-pop, and we can't really, even though you try, what, 3 days, 5 days sa MOA, the same people are just gonna probably buy the tickets then.
Yeah, the closest that you could get to an accommodation sa Philippine Arena are yung bunks na nandun na. But the thing is, those are the most cost-efficient options as well. Kasi medyo pricey na din sila, because all you have to do is talon from the bunk to the arena, diba? So, and I would like to look at it in like a business perspective. Medyo kahit sa ang gulo mo kasi tignan, lalo nung bets, nung in-announce yung bets, like people were like chaos everywhere talaga. Yeah. Kasi how do you even go there? Wala talagang public transport, you know, accessible. But the thing is, on a business perspective, siguro as fans, we also have to understand, katulad yung sinabi ni Niel, fandoms are growing, diba? And I think it's a good problem for the artists, diba? Na hindi na kaya ng mas maliit na venue yung fandom mo, because that says a lot about your growth. And the fact, you know, let's say for example, MOA Arena is a very good venue in terms of accessibility, proximity-wise. It's good, right? It's very near to establishments, it's within MOA. But the thing is, like 15,000 capacity. Right? Even if you do 3 days in MOA Arena, what will happen is the company would need to pay three times the venue, the everything. But if you go on Philippine Arena, that's 55,000 capacity on one seating. They're doing it for a living. So you have to accept that, but they would make business decisions that would be more cost efficient for them.
Tama. At saka it's harder for the artists. Like, imagine, like, imagine Taylor Swift doing, what, 5 shows in SG right now. Like, doing that in the Philippines bro, you just have to have empathy. Empathy!
Big words!
Yeah. Ako naman, as someone who did accommodation, I realized then na, kasi that was, again, we were panicking. Me and my friends were panicking at that time. Na parang, oh my God, paano tayo pupunta? But the thing was, our friend had a car. So nag-carpool pa din kami. She drove, which she realized was a bad idea afterwards kasi standing kami. Tapos diba, ang sakit-sakit na ng pa niya. Tapos diba, ang tagal-tagal makalas ng... So, yeah. So, all those traumatic, horrific experiences.
Diba? But we turned it into something beautiful.
Yes, and learning experience siya.
Yeah, so, yun din. Yung parking, diba? Parang, yes. At least, like, if you ride our shuttles, parang okay, you just need to know where the bus or the van is parked, and then sakay ka na, ganun.
Yeah. Speaking of, ate, yan, since you're talking about parking na, eto, expert talaga kayo dito, promise. Ako kasi dalawang parking pa lang na-try ko. Parking A at saka VIP parking C. Actually, this question was from Chelsea. So she was like, she's actually going to twice. Kasi magka-carpool sila ng brother niya. So, where's the best area to park vehicles, do you think? Sa lahat na, I think E hanggang E?
Oh my God, let's not get to E.
Did you know that there's an F?
Oh, really?
There's an F.
Where?
Because I know from F. E. I remember by E1, E2, E3. Ay, nako. Yeah, but yung best would be, okay, if you're bringing a private vehicle, of course, parking A. But if you want na like a little closer to the exit, A3 talaga. Of course, okay din. The thing lang with what Niel mentioned early on during this episode, their parking areas, diba? They're mostly sold, except soil. For the VIPC, diba? Because VIPC yung cementado. So A3 is good. B also, yung B, the advantage of B is that is where the bus terminal is. Like you'll see that eh. Like when you
pagkain na sa utak.
Yun din. So it's near the food pav. It's near there's a bus terminal there eh. That's empty. And that can be a good landmark for you. Like, okay, let's meet here at this time. Ganyan, after the concert. Because like it's very, very like you won't miss it. Diba? Very prominent siya. And you know, regardless if you're taking your own vehicle or you are, you know, riding our shuttles, those are usually the areas that we park in. As for our buses, kung kayo ko eh, may yun, sa bus, the dream parking, yung lagi namin prayer is sana mabigay sa amin kahit ano, parking D or like C dun sa yung D sa side. Para at least it's not too far. Kasi yung E talaga, pilgrimage na siya. As in, maglalakad ka, parang nasa arena pa ba ako? Kasi nakikita mo ni NLEX.
Nasa NLEX ka na.
Oo, as in yun talaga. Nung naglalakad ako noon, sabi ko, Miel, pa-NLEX na ako. Ito ba yun? So, yes, yan. So,
oh my God. It's still inside.
It's just, yung advantage ng E, yung bus parkings naman, maraming mga nagtitinda doon. Like water, mga chicha,
local ganyan. Street vendors.
Local street vendors, yon. Yung mga taga dun din sa area na yon. So, but that's mostly for the bigger vehicles.
Gotcha. Nung TXT, dun lahat ng buses na, walang E, no? Wala na punta sa E.
Wala.
Diba? Yes.
Wala. Lahat nasa, ano, nasa B. We were at B and B1. May iba na nasa A. And, we were at C. Mothership was at C.
Yes.
Diba? VIPC. And we were able to secure those slots because we all arrived early. Yon. Big thing talaga yon. Na early and then our vehicles were at the... Parang they found like really good spots. Kasi pag paalis...
May silong. May silong.
Oo. Kasi pagdating ng ano, like after the concert... Wala na. As in, singitan na yan going out, diba? So,
actually, there's another factor. It's not just the early. Kasi I feel like some people might try to go early and then they'll be surprised why they can't park in that area. The shaded bus parking behind the arena is actually reserved for the organizer. Kasi syempre, kailangan priority mga staff nila. and yung shuttle service na nakuha ng organizer. We were lucky lang that time talaga kasi when we were talking to them, talagang may space. So, nagpakiusap kami and then we were able to secure the parking. But it's purely out of luck. It's not something that we can personally control. We can't demand for that parking. Because whoever it is that is renting the arena, it's their discretion, it's their priority to have that area. Yeah, it's their privilege.
Okay, so we're talking about the parking na. Ngayon, vehicles naman. So, napag-usapan na natin ano oras. Pag-usapan na natin accommodation, papunta doon. Yung vehicles naman, napag-usapan natin to palagi. Like, what is the best mode of transportation that you can suggest? Aside from, of course, it's 2-teen tours. Pero, in a, parang perspective ba? Na parang, as someone who has gone to different concerts there, with the volume of vehicles, yun nga. So, like, what do you suggest, diba? So, I know the answer already.
You mean the type of vehicle?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
yung pinaka-efficient na makakalabas tayong lahat ng maayos at mabilis.
There are pros and cons. It's a really tricky question to answer. Exactly. So, I'll try to be as brief as I can to condense it. Okay? So, a lot of people think that you should be in a van because narrow yung roads. There are only 3 entrances and exits. And they're not always open all the time. Kasi it really depends. The traffic scheme changes because they try to adapt to the way the crowd is behaving. So that's why the traffic scheme, every concert, iba-iba. If you're in a van, it is easier to get in and out because it's narrow. But because there are less people that fit in a van, there's going to be a higher volume of vans, so you're still going to get congested. Then if you go naman with a bus, it will take up a little more space in the narrow path, which makes it harder for it to exit. But at the same time, it's also more efficient because more people can fit in the bus. So what my recommendation is, and the one thing that we are personally advocating on 2-teen tours, is to try to encourage everyone to shuttle and do shared rides. Because it was actually proven and tested during TXT's Act Suite Mirage. We were expecting to be, because in Viva Sun, when I was taking a bus in Viva Sun, a lot of people also had their own rides. A lot of people were in shuttle. So it was still very congested. But my concern there was that it took me 3 hours to get out of the estate into NLEX, and NLEX is right beside our parking. But with TXT, I noticed, because for some reason the fans chose to all shuttle together and carpool together and do shared rides. In less than 30 minutes, actually 15 to 30 minutes, we were already in NLEX. It's really the shared transportation.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
The problem is going on
diba?
Your own.
Parang, is this real life? Diba? Parang, because even with, ano,
yung is this a dream?
Is it, or is it fantasy? Yeah. But, and with, we noticed this kasi, that's why we're advocating for, like, shared transportation. What do you call this? Yung, like with Bruno Mars, no, because it's a different demographic, there were a lot of private cars. So because of the private cars, yung volume, it also took us long to get out.
And then it was raining pa, diba?
Yeah. Oh, big factor. Yeah. So we yarn.
Yes.
But syempre, you can't discredit people who would like to use their private cars.
May convenience din talaga.
Oo. Pero ayun nga, so like, depende talaga sa demographic din eh. Like with, I remember we talked about this nung Friday, Saturday, na parang, you know, with K-pop fans, there are a lot of mga minors. So they don't, not all of them have yung parents nila to drive them. So it's better na parang field trip. So literal na nagiging field trip siya. So, and which is also fun, diba? So, nakakapag-bonding rin with fellow fans. Tas, diba nga, nakaka-stress na rin kasi the whole time, kumakanta lang. Anything else that you think we missed out on? Sa venues? I mean, sa accommodation? Sa transpo, vehicles? Wala naman na.
I do have parting words. What?
Oh, go.
Parting words. To close this episode.
Yes.
The difference between an ordeal and an adventure is attitude. And I think the reason why Two Teen Tours is constantly returned to by many passengers is because we try to approach this with as little fear as possible. Yeah. We try to approach it as courageously as we can. We're very generous with the information. Our customer service team is always ready to answer questions. We understand the anxiety of the fans. And I think that's what sets us apart from most services. We're not just interested in selling you a seat. We're interested in making sure you're safe, you're comfortable, and that you get to enjoy the experience. Because you're spending a lot of money for that concert ticket. Yeah. You deserve to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we feel like our service is an extension of that concert experience. So we hope people choose us not only because, you know, they think we're a good service to go with, but also because they're looking for community, because a lot of us are now friends for life because of the experience that we had with Two Teen Tours.
And I thank you. Charis. And then,
bow.
I was just gonna agree with what Ate Miel said. As someone na throw in Two Teen Tours nga out of nowhere nung TXT. I experienced firsthand yung service na they provide to their passengers talaga. And yung totoo yung sinasabi ni Ate Miel na super courageous nila. Courageous because like wala talagang literal na parang walang takot yung mga staff nila. As in like I love sila Nice, sila Piel, sila Badong. Like sorry, mama shout out na eh, no. Pero like merong may motor, so if we need runners, we talaga, part na talaga siya. If they need runners, like, for the food, or, kahit kasi, there are shuttle, like, there's shuttles na umaano, I mean, yung maliit na parang golf cart, dun sa loob ng Philippine Arena, but that's not enough. So, they also have, like, these staff members na nagmomotor, lalabas sila to buy ice, to buy coke for you guys, for the staff. Like, everyone just works together really, really well. Tapos, talagang, they do it for the sake na maging okay yung experience mo talaga sa concert na yun. As much as possible, yung convenience na binibigay ng Two Teen Tours, it's just, so hindi ka nga mas lalong ma-stress out sa concert experience mo. Since they also offer food, if you book with them, so not just going to and from the concert venue, they also provide food, they also provide snacks. So, kulang na lang, I think, may nurse tayo na nasa mothership.
Actually, we have EMT.
Oh, diba? So, yun. So, that's my personal experience with them. So, I really do vouch for Two Teen Tours. Like, they're, ano kasi, they're fans kasi, so they understand din talaga yung pinagdadaanan natin. And it's really hard, especially nga with a venue na as infamous as Philippine Arena. We'll continue this guide sa next episode. And we hope that you learned something today. And we will see you next week. So check out their socials. They still have slots open for Twice. Ready to be. check that out. I think they can book on, if I'm not mistaken, www.trythem.com.
With trythem.com.
So, very, very helpful then yung customer service nila. If you guys have any questions, they will be willing to answer you. But yeah, that is it for now. If you have other questions, you can also DM us and we'll be happy to ask our ates from Two Teen Tours. And also, don't forget to rate and review us. If you guys have more questions for Spill the Soju or Two Teen Tours, please feel free to DM any of us. Yung mga socials namin ay nasa episode description. And so, we will see you on our next episode. Bye! Thank you.